Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's Brandon Tierney and Sal Licata on WFAN The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the Free Odyssey app.
One would have to think, BT, that we are at least a little bit closer to finding out finally what Aaron Rodgers is going to do, as now official word comes down that the Vikings are out of the Aaron Rodgers sweepstakes. He, of course, would choose them. They apparently do not want him. They're going to go with J.J. McCarthy. More on that and Hoff in a little bit.
So Hoff was right.
Well, we'll get to that. We'll get to that coming up in a little bit. But to me, it's more scary now. Now, I ultimately don't think Rodgers is going to choose the Giants still over the Steelers. I also don't think he's going to choose retirement. But I just don't think this is the right thing for the Giants. And I know a lot of fans are saying, oh, need Rodgers, and he's going to do this, and he's going to do that. This is a bad marriage, it would be, for both Rodgers and for the Giants. They need to find a better option than Rodgers at this point.
Well, first of all, there's nothing the Giants can do that would be perfect, because they are a mess right now. So you've got to look at this and attack it from what's their mission this year? Well, I think internally they know they've got to win a few games and also develop a quarterback that bodes well for the future, and I think Aaron Rodgers gives him a chance to win this year. I've said that. I do think he'd be a really good teammate. I think you think that as well.
Yeah.
I think a lot of it's been hijacked for the Jets, and I think that, you know, some of the stories that he was, you know, I think that a lot of his Jet teammates really loved him, actually, and I think that he would be good, because he's spoken about this with Jordan Love and how Brett Favre impacted him early negatively, where I think that, forget about not being a hindrance to a young quarterback, I think he would be an asset. So, to me, this is the best news that a Giants fan can wake up to today, honestly, because the only thing that was going to get in the way of the Giants getting Aaron Rodgers, to me, it was never really the Steelers, though he could still choose them. It was the Vikings, because that's where his heart was. So now that you're not, and it's two teams, so nobody else wants Rodgers besides the Steelers and the Giants. So the team that he wants to go for doesn't want him. Now the Giants have to win this battle. They've got to one-up the Steelers, whatever it takes. I'm not saying you just make concession after concession like the Jets did to get him here, but he's got to be a Giant.
See, here's why I don't think he has to. Not only do I not want him, because now, really the best piece of news today, when you say Giant fans happy when they wake up, is because it should all but guarantee them either Aaron Rodgers or Russell Wilson. When we were doing the math, and if the Vikings were still involved, it could have been Rodgers to the Vikings, Wilson back to the Steelers,
true,
Giants with Joe Flacco or, yeah, Jameis Winston.
Yes.
So now you would at least feel, if you're a Giants fan or from the Giants' perspective, saying, okay, Vikings are out. Now, look, I mean, there is a caveat. Could Russell Wilson go to Minnesota? Because they're going to still look for a veteran quarterback. I don't know, but it does seem that the Steelers and Giants will end up with some combination of Rodgers and Russell Wilson, which is not the worst case. But for the Giant fans who want Rodgers, not only do I think it's a mistake, it's just not going to happen, because look at what Rodgers wanted with Minnesota. There were obvious reasons why he wanted to go to the Vikings. He thought it was the best spot, meaning the team that's ready to win. Obviously, I think wanted to take on the Packers twice here. I think that was motivation. Being in the NFC may be a weaker thing, but ultimately, to me, it revolved around winning, the best chance to win. Nobody can argue that the Giants give Rodgers the best chance to win, which is why I don't think it's good. I'm not knocking Rodgers as a leader, as a person, as a player. I love all that stuff. Mm-hmm. I just don't think it's a good fit because the Giants aren't ready to win.
Yeah, no, listen, I get that part. The Giants are not ready to win. But I think that Rodgers, because to me, there's, and I think you would agree with this, there's a drop between who the Vikings are and who the Steelers are, right? I mean, it's not like the Steelers are on the same line necessarily as Minnesota in terms of overall talent. And I think that Rodgers viewed Minnesota as, you know, a place where you can go and win, you know, 12, 13, 14 games, mess around, get to a Super Bowl. Hell, maybe even mess around, be in the top two, top three for the MVP with Jefferson and some of those weapons. I don't think he views the Steelers that way. And he shouldn't. I mean, it's been 2 years now. I love Mike Tomlin. I really do. But it's been 2 years now where Steeler fans have been saying, all right, maybe it's time for change. They don't score a lot of points. Their defense is good, but it's not as good as it once was. And they're not even the best team in their division. And the AFC is absolutely stacked. So it might be the road of lesser resistance here in terms of the NFC having fewer dominant teams, which I think we all agree on. And I think that the appeal of, I don't know to what extent this appeals to him. We can't quantify this, but there's no way that it's not remotely appealing to Aaron Rodgers to go out there with the prospects of throwing 30 touchdowns in the same building the Jets play in. He's got to be thinking about that.
I don't know about that, but one thing I was just looking this up, BT. One thing I would think he would be thinking about is maybe opponents on the schedule for both the Giants and the Steelers. The Giants do play the Packers. It would be at home in 2025.
There we go.
Right here. The Steelers also play the Packers this year, and they play at the Jets as well. You want to throw in Minnesota? They play the NFC. They play the whole NFC North. I don't think the Giants do. I think it's just Packers were. Maybe they do as well. They both play the NFC North. So look at that. Where's Minnesota? Yeah, Giants and Steelers both play the NFC North. So that's check right there. But the Steelers do play at the Jets, which also could be motivation for Rodgers, or at least just enticing. You know, he's a competitor.
No, there's no doubt
about
it.
He wants to go out there and compete. I just don't think the Giants aren't appealing to anybody right now. But worst case scenario for the Giants today, mm-hmm. got a lot better than it was yesterday with the potential of him going to Minnesota because of the idea, at least the fallback is you should be looking at either Rodgers or more likely Russell Wilson.
Yeah, Sal, and I don't know how serious the Steelers are about Russell Wilson compared to Aaron Rodgers. I saw a story yesterday where the Steelers actually put together a package. Was it on CBSSports.com? I think that's where I saw it very quickly. That was slightly more than the Jets put together. But Justin Fields said, I like the Jets for whatever reason. The Jets situation more than Pittsburgh, maybe because they benched them, not, you know, for whatever.
So it wasn't a money thing with Pittsburgh?
Report. That early report was amended here, something that came out yesterday. The Steelers had a few more bucks on the table. Okay. And Justin said, for whatever, whether it's Aaron Glenn, whatever it might be, he's maybe pissed off at Pittsburgh.
Do we know if it was an opportunity to start in Pittsburgh?
I don't know, but if the money was commensurate to what the Jets offered and slightly more, that is starter money. That's not backup money. Now, here's the other thing, too. And I do think that, listen, you have to try to get in the minds of these people as we give you an opinion on what's going to happen. One thing that I think that we miss out on a little bit, all of us, because we can't really relate to stuff on this high-end level as an athlete, I know we can sit here pragmatically and say, Giants aren't good. Giants are doing nothing. Right. Why would Rodgers want a piece of that? But in his mind, in his Hall of Fame all-time mind, he might be just so confident where he's sitting there saying, I could be the difference. That could make them a playoff team.
Right, but if you follow along, and common sense would lead you to, at least it led me to, thinking the Vikings were the best fit from a Rodgers perspective, he also felt that way. Like, that's why he was waiting. He wanted to go to Minnesota. So we all looked at Pittsburgh and said, yeah, Pittsburgh's great. But I'm like, yeah, but Minnesota would be even better if that's a realistic option. It turns out it wasn't a realistic option, but he did want them. So if he wanted Minnesota based on the crumb trail here, right?
Yep, which is fair.
Don't you think that would lead him to Pittsburgh more likely than it would the Giants?
I think that's a good point. I do, and I don't. I know what you mean. I mean, I think that every you walk up to 100 NFL fans right now, hey, who's got a better team next year, right. Steelers or the Jets? Everybody's going to say, oh, Steelers Giants. Or the Giants, and maybe the Jets, too. Yeah. Everybody's going to say, the Steelers, not our teams, unfortunately, until we get out of this hellhole football, the terminal illness that we seemingly have. But I do think that there's a big enough drop from the Vikings, who I place as an A team, and the Steelers, who I would place as a B team, maybe even a B-minus team, where that offsets itself a bit. The other thing, too, you look at the Vikings now, how does this impact the Giants? Because I think you're right, kind of, where it's probably now Russell Wilson or Rodgers. Now, if they're going to McCarthy up there in Minnesota, you would think somebody like Joe Flacco would be appealing to them to kind of hold the bag a little bit. A backup, McCarthy, the guy, Flacco, a backup. I don't think Rodgers would want to do that, nor do I think Russell Wilson would want to do that. So really, Sal, if it does come down to the two names that we think it comes down to, you really think the Giants, forget about how we think the Giants will be.
Yeah.
You think the Giants should put a full court press more on Wilson than Rodgers? There is no way I'm doing that.
I think the Giants should put a full court press on trying to get one of those top two picks.
Do both. Get Rodgers and draft somebody.
And Russell Wilson. I would not do Rodgers in that scenario. And if it's not Russell Wilson, then find the next Joey stopgap quarterback. But it should be about the top rookie guys, and I don't even know if that's going to be a possibility anymore, because the more you read about this stuff, and who knows, could be smoke screens here. You know, 3 weeks ago, it was like, oh, Giants seem likely to trade up to number one, which I still think is a strong possibility, even though it hasn't been reported recently. I still trust the reporting of Renan weeks ago and that feel, although now maybe the Titans, like I said, are just a little power play here, trying to get more from the Giants, but it seems like they're more inclined to take Ward number one, and the Browns have been linked to Shador Sanders number two, which would be a big problem for the Giants, because with Rodgers or Russell Wilson, doesn't really matter. Without the young potential franchise quarterback, I think they're in a bad spot.
Oh, then it's a failure. Then it's an F of an offseason. Aaron Rodgers is going to throw 30 touchdowns, or Russell Wilson is going to throw 25. The Giants could win 8 or 9 games. If you don't have a quarterback in the bullpen that you value, then where the hell are we going here? Yeah, I mean, the only thing that when you say that you want a Wilson top three pick, which I get, then even if you don't mean this, but indirectly you're saying that you don't think that Rodgers would work well with that top three pick, and I do. Why don't you think that?
It's more that I think Rodgers is a longer-term play. I think he's too good to be a stopgap guy. I think if you invest in Rodgers, you're investing in him for at least the next two seasons, believing that he could be the guy to get you over the hump, not the guy to get you to the next guy. I don't think Rodgers is a bridge quarterback, especially in the Giants' current situation. BT and Sal on the Fan, 888-808-1019, the number to call. Friends of Town Fair Tire remind you that at Town Fair Tire, you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Patrick is calling from Melville. What's up, Patrick?
Hey, guys. How you doing? So hey, I just kind of want to chime in on this whole, I don't know why you guys BT, why are you so keen on Aaron Rodgers? What, since Aaron Rodgers has left the Minnesota, since he's left Green Bay, he is literally had a worse career than Russell Wilson has. Russell Wilson has showed up. Russell Wilson can actually move. With the Giants, the way they're constituted right now with no O-line, Aaron Rodgers literally can't move in the pocket. He's like a dead duck. And with Joel Shane, which is probably the worst general manager in football, again, like not trading Ojulari last year when he had the chance.
Yep.
Do you really trust Joel Shane to pick our next quarterback?
Maybe. I mean, that's kind of besides the point. I don't know who they're going to pick. I mean, there's only so many options, so I guess that we kind of know who they're going to pick if it's Sanders or Ward or maybe Dart. But you make it seem like Russell Wilson's absolutely better than Aaron Rodgers. He's not. No way.
Yeah, I'm with you there. I just think he's a better fit for the Giants for all the reasons that I said before. If I had to put, if I'm the Steelers or the Vikings and I'm looking for a quarterback to be the difference and go win now, I'm picking Aaron Rodgers. Although what the caller brought up is factually correct.
About moving around?
Well, not only is Rodgers not the same, obviously he's not going to be as mobile as he once was, getting older, coming off the Achilles injury, but Russell Wilson has had some success in the last couple of years, even more recently than just last year with the Steelers, whereas Rodgers has not, he put up empty numbers at the end of last year, but his Jets tenure and the last year of his Packers tenure were disasters.
Let me push back on the empty numbers. Yeah. And again, as we watch the Jets, there's an element that's definitely true. I'm not refuting that. You watch the Jets, there were times, many times, the first 7 or 8 games out in London, against Minnesota, where the Jets could have won if Rodgers delivered a strike, in the last minute or so, and it just didn't happen. But I would wonder, it's kind of an interesting social experiment that I don't have the time to partake in. But I think that there's a lot of empty numbers around the NFL.
I bet you're right.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, like I think like if we cherry picked and winner, and I don't mean necessarily like Mahomes, who didn't have a great year, but a Burrow, I don't mean like one of the top two, three, four quarterbacks like that. But you're telling me Tua, who's thrown some touchdowns, doesn't have a small army of empty touchdowns? I just think that's the way of the NFL.
Yeah, fair enough. And I remember, by the way, being on Rodgers' side where everybody's like, oh, a minute to go and he had the ball and he couldn't do it. Yeah, I mean, that's what you're putting Rodgers into. How about getting him when how about all the times he gave you a lead late in those games and the defense blew it? So I'm more pro Rodgers than not. And I think he can play. The idea that he's going to come to the Giants, who, in my opinion, have zero around him, don't have a great defense. Now, do they have the potential to be better with some of the signings? Sure. I mean, they think that they have good players. I don't think that they have a lot of good players. Do they have a great offensive line? No. I mean, it's okay, especially if Thomas could finally stay healthy. They have some weapons. Clearly, Malik Nabers, already a young tight end. You want to get in Theo Johnson, whatever it may be. Young running back, okay, sure. But there is no, like, hey, you put Rodgers in here, where we thought we had with the Jets, which turned out to blow up in everybody's face to begin with, but there's nothing really here where you could look at and say, if Rodgers comes in, he's going to make so-and-so better and take this team to another level. I don't see it. And if things are going poorly...
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 40% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
I could see it going poorly for Rodgers, where he gets frustrated again with the lack of quality around him, like we saw with the Jets.
He might be, but that wouldn't prevent him from being a good teammate. Listen, I think that if the Giants were to move up to number one, see, the problem is you got to make a move on this now before you know necessarily who you're going to draft. It's not, it should almost be the other way around. Do the draft and then do free agency and whatever. But if it's Cam Ward's, I think Cam Ward's more ready to play now.
Well, that's another part of my equation.
Yeah, no, and that's an important one. And I'm kind of with you with certain aspects. If it's Cam Ward, like if they move up to number one and they get Cam Ward, even though I know Rodgers is better than Russell Wilson, I think he'd be a great teammate. I can get behind the Russell Wilson dynamic, that working relationship with Cam Ward, because I think that Cam Ward is ready to play midway through the season, if not earlier.
Bingo. So you transition from Wilson to Cam Ward.
You could do that.
You can't do that with Rodgers.
And you can't do that with Shador, though. I don't think Shador Sanders is ready to play. I think he's very raw, much more raw than people think. And if that's the case, and say they stay at three and they take Sanders or move up to two and take Sanders, then I would be much more amenable to a Rodgers playing as long as he can play, because I don't think Sanders is ready to play.
Interesting. All right, Andrew is calling from Bay Ridge. What's up, Andrew?
Hey, bud.
Hey, what's up, guys? I started to watch Enigma, right, the Aaron Rodgers thing, which I just hadn't got around to it. So I think that tells a little of the story, too, in that, you know, is this the first Super Bowl? Is this all I'm destined to be? He's kind of always asking himself that question. So I think he wants to win another Super Bowl, obviously, and he's going to only go to a team that's like a quarterback away. And the Giants are just not that. Like, they are so much further away than that. So while it would be great for him to, like, you know, put on a show in the Meadowlands and, you know, kind of in the Jets' face, like, the Giants, like, he doesn't want to just go to the playoffs. He wants to take it all the way. So whatever team, whatever his next destination is going to be, it's going to be a team that only needs that, like, final piece.
Well, how many teams are like that? I mean, that need quarterbacks.
And by the way, it's down to just two teams.
Yeah,
now,
so it's Pittsburgh and the Giants.
We have had this conversation prior to learning about what teams it were. Like, all right, well, the Jets, you know, this was before the Jets made their decision, because we were still talking about maybe them bringing him back.
Yep.
And if they didn't bring him back, then what teams would be interested?
The Raiders were a team we threw out there.
Yeah, well, now this is it. There are two teams.
They got their moves. Got Geno.
It's the Steelers and it's the Giants. So one of those two teams. Which would make me think, to the caller's point, he's going to go to Pittsburgh because of everything that he just said. But if Rodgers didn't have another option, or Pittsburgh decides that they don't want to go with Rodgers, I think he'd rather play for the Giants than not play at all. I think Rodgers wants to play football, but he's assessing his best options. Minnesota would have been the best option. That is no longer on the table here.
Well, if that's the case, as he continues to assess his options, and right now the only two visible options are the two teams we're talking about, the Giants and the Pittsburgh Steelers, wouldn't it maybe behoove him? This would be a bit unconventional, but if that's the case, don't sign with anybody. Work out, throw the ball, keep yourself ready. Somebody gets hurt for a real, real good team, jump in midseason.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, maybe he could do that as well instead of tying himself to a situation that he didn't love.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know if that would be right for him. Look, there are many layers to this. There's the what will Rodgers do, or what should Rodgers do. I mean, I guess there's four layers. What will Rodgers do? What should Rodgers do? What do the Giants want to do, which we know they want Rodgers? What should the Giants do? I don't think they should want Rodgers. Then you could throw in the quarterback, the young quarterback. I like what you brought up before because I didn't really think about that. I'm just thinking young quarterback, draft him, and at some point this year, from the Giants' perspective, I need to see him on the field. And if Rodgers is here, that's a lot less likely.
I agree with that.
Okay, so we agree there. Now, the difference is Cam Ward more ready now than Shador Sanders. So you're painting a picture, hey, bring in Rodgers for a year. He's your guy. Groom Sanders. Let him learn under Rodgers for a year. And then next year, although I do think with Rodgers, it's beyond just a one-year commitment.
It could be. It could be.
Like, Pittsburgh's probably going to give him a two-year commitment minimum. I don't know if the Giants aren't going to do that, or they're going to be able to get him. BT and Sal on the Fan. Also, what version of Aaron Rodgers are we expecting to get? 888-808-1019. And as you mentioned before, BT, we went over it yesterday, or the other day, we got Hoff on trial here for his bad information with Pelissero. We'll give Hoff a chance to amend himself today with the report from Pelissero that, in fact, the Vikings are going with J.J. McCarthy. BT and Sal, all the Fan. Brandon Tierney, Sal Licata back on the Fan on this Wednesday morning. We'll talk some Mets coming up next hour. BT, we did a lot of Yankees yesterday, so we'll do Mets at some point over the course of the next hour or later on in the show. We're talking Aaron Rodgers and the Giants, the start of the Giants quarterback situation. When you saw the news this morning that Tom Pelissero officially reported the Vikings are not interested in Rodgers, what was the first thing you thought of?
Well, I know that you want me to say half. Half was probably two or three. First thing was, okay. Giants, you get him. Make sure you get him, Giants. And then the other thing was, we got to maybe open up the books in court again.
Yeah.
Maybe a bit of a hung jury, maybe a bit of a misrepresentation for Hoff.
My first thought was Hoff and that whole saga of him telling us last week or whenever it was about Pelissero's report about likely. We will get to that. We'll address that at 10:40. But before that, let's get back to the calls here. And also just bring up the idea of like, because the last caller said, or one of the callers in the first segment, he was talking about it where, Rodgers come in and light it up at the Meadowlands. Well, what version of Rodgers are people expecting here? Because I could tell you from my experience, I thought we were going to get the best of Rodgers with the Jets in year one. Year two, I didn't really know what to think because he was coming off of that injury a year older, and maybe he exceeded certain expectations, maybe disappointed early on. I didn't realize that we learned from Enigma that the rehab that goes in the offseason prior to the season takes a toll, and maybe that led to a slow start for Aaron Rodgers. But based on what we've seen now in the last 3 years, end of Green Bay, 2 years with the Jets, how can you think that you're going to get vintage Aaron Rodgers at his age, all that he's been through?
You're not going to get vintage, but you're going to get a guy who is going to be, I would say, I wish they had a little more around them. That's why I've got to be conservative with this. But all things considered, even, I think you're getting top 11, top 12 quarterback in the NFL. I think Rodgers could still play. The point about the rehab versus getting ready for the game stuff, that is so important.
We didn't know that until you learned.
So important.
Right? We weren't thinking that. We weren't talking about that until we learned it in Enigma.
No, he's not like out there working on his throws or really even, I'm not saying he neglected the rest of his body, but when you've got to rehab a ruptured Achilles tendon, it is a for a pro athlete. I don't mean, a ham and egg on the weekend like me. You know, I had it. I'm talking about somebody who's really trying to do something athletic and run away from guys who were 6'4", running, 4.5 40s and 300 pounds. You have to neglect other aspects of your preparation, whether that's throwing, whether that's lifting, whether that's other types of conditioning, just to get your body back to a basic baseline level of functionality. And I think that as that return from midseason forward, I think that's the Rodgers you get next year, no matter where he plays.
The thing that shocked me the most is the amount of interceptions. You could talk about the lack of mobility and things like that. The one thing that made Aaron, well, one of the many things that made Aaron Rodgers great was his lack of interceptions. And his final year in Green Bay, like think about this, BT, all the years before, since 2010, every year since 2010, Rodgers was in single digits in interceptions. 6-8-6-5-8-7-6-2-4-5-4. Last year in Green Bay, 12. Obviously didn't play with the Jets the first year. Last year, 11. That's not Aaron Rodgers like. That now, if you take away his lack of interceptions and take away some of his mobility, mm-hmm. he's going into age 42 season. Like, he'll be 42 in December, so it's age 42 season. I just don't know. As much as I love Rodgers, I just don't know how we can sit here and say that he's anything close to what he once was at his peak.
All right, so let me ask you this. So the 28 touchdowns, 11 picks, do you think for the reasons we just talked about, the rehab versus the different type of prep, that he will be even a slightly better quarterback next year? Slightly. Not old Rodgers.
I think slightly. Remember, he's going to be a year older. So yes, I think if everything were equal, he would be better because of the less rigorous rehab to get back.
Okay.
But is that offset a little bit by being another year older?
I mean, I hear you. I don't know the answer to that. It's a risk.
Just human body, dude. Once you start getting past 40,
there's no question.
It's just different.
There's no question. And, I do think you could maybe make the case the previous year when he got hurt and he played a couple of snaps for the Jets, his body was able to regenerate the other parts of his body because he wasn't getting knocked around for 4 or 5 months where, I know, rehab is a different monster, but I think there was a little self-preservation there, which maybe manifests itself positively this year. What I'm saying, though, without going nuts here and saying that he's the old Rodgers, the MVP, the Hall of Famer, He threw 28 touchdowns for a team last year that was a complete mess. The coaching was atrocious. The penalties were laughable. The team was awful. And for the first eight games, he couldn't even trust his own body. I think that it's realistic to think that he could throw 30 touchdowns. And even if he doesn't, and he does 28 again, you think Russell Wilson throwing 28? I don't.
Yeah,
I just think he's so much better.
Yeah, throwing the football down the field, making the right reads, you would think. I mean, Russell Wilson's still got a deep, accurate arm.
He does, but he doesn't run the way he used to. And if you look at his apex in Seattle, a lot of those bombs down the field were kind of broken plays where he was running around like a lunatic, extending the play 6-7 seconds, doing some wild things where he's just not that guy anymore. Now, Rodgers isn't what he was either, but neither is Russell Wilson.
Joe's in Harlem. What's up, Joe?
How's it going, gentlemen? Always a pleasure talking with you.
All right, Joe.
What's up?
Wanted to talk about Aaron Rodgers, and guys, I love you. I watch you online and also on Twitter. I couldn't disagree with you more about Aaron Rodgers and what Aaron Rodgers brings off, like, not even between the numbers, but off the field. And it plays into what happens on the field. Aaron Rodgers almost single-handedly took control of the Jets culture and organization. The Jets went out of their way to kowtow to his every single wish, whether it was the players that they brought in. This has been well documented. The players they brought in, who they moved in certain places, trading for Devontae Adams, mortgaging the future to make this guy happy. And the Giants are going to make a major mistake, in my opinion, by bringing in a guy who the culture, remember, Parcells used to say, you know, culture beats strategy every day of the week and twice on Sunday. And what you're seeing now with the Jets is a complete rebuild. There was no way that Aaron Glenn was going to come in and allow Aaron Rodgers to stay there and have to deal with that. Well, and unfortunately, I think the Giants are about to make a major mistake by repeating it.
Well, listen, Joe, I respect your opinion. And by the way, you're not alone. But the situation for Glenn is very different for the situation that run for the men that run the Giants. Aaron Glenn is just coming in. Aaron Glenn doesn't need to placate anybody or swallow some of his morals to squeeze out a couple of wins or do something that might not fundamentally feel perfect in alignment with his views, because Aaron Glenn is just here. He's just getting going. It's different. Now, I also believe, and Rick Pitino's touched on this a lot, and I brought it up too, talking about being humbled and being and having humility. And Rick has said at the age of 72, he's much more humble than he used to be, and I think that's a great thing. The Aaron Rodgers who walked into the Jets building day one where they just caved on everything, that was the legend Aaron Rodgers who's coming in to save a team that's supposed to try to win a Super Bowl because he's the last piece to get him there. The Aaron Rodgers who might walk into the Giants building is a guy who was humbled, who won, what, 4 games total in 2 years with the Jets and was sent packing by the Jets. So I can promise you there's going to be a recalibration in the mind of Aaron Rodgers in terms of where he is now. And I promise you that the Giants will not make the same stupid mistakes the Jets made by giving him everything he asked for.
I don't know if Rodgers is going to have a different mindset. And I don't know if I want that. And by the way, let me just say, Joe in Harlem, that was an excellent call. That's how you do it when you call and say, hey, I disagree with both you guys.
Yeah.
And here's why.
We let you go.
But you laid out an excellent point. Not you're an idiot and you don't know what you're talking about. And by the way, even if you said that, it's fine as long as you have a point to back it up. So excellent call right there, Joe, even though we disagree. Now, I don't disagree in that Rodgers wouldn't be good with the Giants. I do disagree where this negative cloud that seems to be around Aaron Rodgers, I don't believe is a real thing. I think it could be in the wrong situation. And I think what happened with the Jets is Rodgers didn't realize how big of a mess or how big of an undertaking needed to take place with the Jets. Because you look at them on paper or you play against them for a game like he did with the Packers, it's like, wow, seems got some players on town. They seem to be heading in the right direction. I kind of like Robert Saleh. Then you get in there and you're like, nobody knows how to win. There is no culture. And when you're doing that by yourself, especially at his age, it is nearly impossible to do. It was not right to ask Aaron Rodgers. It wasn't fair to him to ask him to be the savior to uplift this organization. And he may have tried BT in his own ways, and it rubs other people the wrong way, and then he's painted as the outlier or the outcast. Oh, he's bringing in his old ways. He's out of his mind. He does this and that. Meanwhile, he's the one who's won 4 MVPs, and he's the one who's won a Super Bowl. He's been the legendary player. but it was just impossible for one guy to get the owner, the head coach, all the young talented players with ego
up to speed
to buy into him.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, is also why he wanted to bring in Lazard and Cobb and some of his guys. Not because he's BFFs with them, Devontae Adams, because he knows, they know what it takes to win because they've done it together.
Yeah.
So he is a leader. He does know what it takes to win. The Jets was just too much to overcome, and he didn't have the talent at this point in his career to really, like, to
pull him over the edge. Yeah, yeah. I hear you. The only problem is with, yes, he brought in his guys for culture and familiarity. The problem was none of them can play.
Right.
Except Devontae Adams. You and I disagree. I still think Devontae Adams is a stud. You think he's a little less than that? Whatever, we'll see. I think Devontae Adams is still a star.
And McVay will make the most of him. No doubt about that. And by the way, I'm not saying he's washed. I just don't think he's at his peak the way
No, I got you. I see him a little differently. I think he's still a star. But like, I know he's not bringing in his old teammates. I know he's not bringing in his old offensive coordinator. I know he's not going to be beholden to an old style in terms of, nope, I'm not going under center. And by the way, who do you think would get more out of Aaron Rodgers? The combination of Saleh and Hackett or Brian Daboll, who for a year actually made us think that Daniel Jones was good?
I get it, but don't you think that not having Rodgers be himself, even a toned down, a little more humbled verse, like I still want the appeal of Aaron Rodgers, Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, I'm not saying you neuter him, and I'm going to give him a little freedom at the line of scrimmage to diagnose certain things. No, I'm not saying you've got to have a personality transplant, but again, the way he was publicly humbled, I think that he is smart enough and self-aware enough. I really do, even though a lot of people don't see that. I do. I think you do as well.
Yes.
He will channel that into a positive, and I think that now they might not be an 11-win team because their talent's lower, but I think that he will make it will feel more right. It will feel more like Rodgers. It will feel better with the Giants than with the Jets.
Oh, boy.
I really believe that.
I'll tell you, from a New York sports talk perspective,
I want to stay.
It would be great to see it and have that contrast, what he did with the Jets versus what he could potentially do with the Giants. All right, we'll give Hoff a chance to amend himself. We'll put him back on trial a little bit here. We'll do that when we come back and continue with the calls as well. 888-808-1019. BC and Sal back on the Fan News of the Day. The Vikings are out of the Aaron Rodgers sweepstakes. Before we get to the Hoff aspect of it, who told us this a week ago but kind of led us in the wrong way, we'll clean that up. Yet again, but Adam Schefter tweeted 10 minutes ago, BT, on the Rodgers stuff. I'm going to read quote here from his Twitter feed. Schefter, nothing related to Minnesota has altered Aaron Rodgers' timeline. One source monitoring Rodgers' potential decision about the 2025 season said this morning that the free agent QB still, quote, is in no rush at all.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe I was wrong to assume that Rodgers maybe be getting closer to a decision here. That is not true. Now, Hoff, can you have the Pelissero tweet that he had out this morning, the report here? I'm sure
I do have it, yes.
Okay,
of course,
now do you want to read this to us on the air when you found out about this? Go ahead, read us this exact thing.
Exactly?
Yes.
Or do you want me to?
No. Oh, no, okay. I want you to read it exactly.
Okay. Tom Pelissero, the Vikings have rejected multiple trade calls on J.J. McCarthy, telling other teams they're moving forward with him as their quarterback, sources say.
Okay, was there a follow-up now that...
There's a little bit more.
Go ahead.
The team plans to add a veteran, but they're not pursuing Aaron Rodgers at this time. McCarthy now enters the offseason as QB1.
All right, so he's healthy. And you are exonerated, my friend.
Well, I don't know about exonerated, BT, because that tweet is different from the one that said likely. Now, Pelissero has been on this, so you got to give him credit for having that inkling. He said very likely that McCarthy was going to be the starter in Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
In the last week since he said that, it was probably actually a week ago today, since he said that, he now can confirm that the Vikings aren't in on Rodgers. Although he did tag that, what was the last thing that you said there? There still was a little open window, which I hate when they do that.
The team plans to add a veteran, but they're not pursuing Aaron Rodgers at this time.
At this time. Yeah. Well, he's just protected his own behind, which is
the way you do it.
Well, yeah, I know.
They're not pursuing Rodgers. So he's couching. My point is what Hoff said last week, he took Pelissero's report, and instead of saying likely, he said McCarthy's going to be the starter in Minnesota.
They changed it.
Which led us to believe that Rodgers was out in Minnesota. Now, it just so happens that that is going to be the case. But today, Hoff, today is more definitive. Do you see the difference?
No, because I was accurate about a week ago. I was still accurate. The end result is still the same.
But based on the wording, is there any chance that you can, come clean and say that maybe you kind of lucked into being right here based on this one?
Luck is something you make.
Yeah, right.
Created.
You weren't right. Pellicero lucked into it.
Hold on a second.
Maybe not lucked into it.
I trusted my source. Tom Pellicero is a very trustworthy source. So when I see that he wrote that,
By the way, just to be clear, my issue is not even with you trusting Pellicero because he is one of the more trusted writers. My issue is leaving out a very key word.
Yeah, it was sloppy. He was in a rush. Dove was chewing his ear off and the phone was ringing. And
I'm getting giddy text on the train going in and out of service. And Hoff's like, oh, yeah. He's all fired up today.
Like, taking bows?
Like he's vindicated because of this Pellicero report.
I feel very good.
Be humble.
Still missing the point. Yeah, be humble. By the way, there was a tweet from Hoff last night that later on I'm going to need him to explain.
What, about the Rangers getting their face kicked in?
Did you? No. It was about the Texas Rangers. Did you see this
tweet? No, I wasn't on social media at all last night. No.
Sometimes he does it right on the air, and he'll come up with these one-liners, and we're both like, I don't get it. And then on social media, sometimes he does the same thing.
Yeah.
And he tweeted something last night that I was like, I looked at it 15 times. I'm like,
you missed out on a huge story.
What am I missing here?
There's a huge story behind that. We'll get into that.
Yeah, we can explain it. Maybe we'll do that a little bit later, BT. You got to see this tweet.
We can do it later. Okay. By the way, we'll definitely get back to that. I got a little something on the field stuff. Remember I said that there was an offer from the Steelers?
Yes.
Okay, so according to a report from Jeremy Fowler, I did see this yesterday, the Steelers made a last-ditch effort to keep Fields in free agency. The report suggests Pittsburgh offered him a better contract than the $40 million deal he ultimately signed with the Jets. It's interesting. That's interesting.
That is interesting.
Wow.
What went on there?
I think he probably didn't like if I just had a guess, he didn't like the way he was yanked around. I mean, he was playing pretty well. He had 10 total touchdowns, one pick, I think 4 or 5 in the air, 5 on the ground. They were winning some games. Russell came back healthy, take a seat. He's probably like, screw you. I mean, I was in the middle of maybe a career renaissance, and you unplugged me. So, you know, he liked, I'm sure, the energy of the Jets, the sell of the Jets. Where have we heard this before? The young roster of the Jets. He played with a few of those boys, a few of his buddies at the Ohio State, Rucker, and obviously Garrett Wilson.
Yeah.
But see, the thought was, well, and I'm not saying Justin Fields is a star. Who knows how this? He's definitely not a star. Let's see how this goes. But a lot of people saying, I mean, look, the Steelers didn't even want him. What the hell? But the Steelers did want them. That's why I point this out. He didn't want the Steelers.
Correct. And I wonder if that has something to do with maybe Tomlin being too tough on him.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, Glenn, I would think, is going to be that same kind of.
Oh, he's going to be an ass kicker, my guy, AG. Oh, yeah.
I think so, too. So I don't know if we'll find out the real reasons why. But you're right. That is at least telling where it's not like the Steelers kicked him to the curb, which is something that I thought initially, hey, if you were that good. Well, I mean, they didn't make him start last year. That is a fact. Like, they could have had him start the majority of last year. He didn't win the job. Russell Wilson did. And Russell Wilson took it when he came back and was healthy. So, and then was able to keep the job. Right or wrong, that's what happened.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe Fields was bothered by that. But in the Steelers' eyes, and I trust the Steelers' hierarchy, specifically Tomlin, to identify the best player that gives them the best chance to win. They chose Russell Wilson instead of Fields. That did happen.
You know, they did. I don't trust them the way I used to. They've kind of lost their way a little bit. I mean, I get it. Certain teams, even we're talking about the Yankees here, like when the Yankees come up, the Yanks will find a way. Well, I'm not so sure. I think the Yanks are going to have some struggles this year, as we talked about yesterday on the show. Free Odyssey app if you missed it. But, you know, what this says, this is very interesting. Justin Fields was in the building. Russell Wilson was in the building. They offered Justin Fields $40 million.
Right.
They've yet to offer Russell Wilson anything.
Right. You would
very interesting.
Now, I just don't know if we still don't know if they wanted Fields. I know you're saying it's starter money. But weren't they interested on Rodgers before Fields even made his decision?
Well, was that other people saying they were interested? Or is that truly generated from legitimate interest inside the building from the Steelers for Rodgers?
We got to go back and check the time on that.
Maybe check that report.
Make something else up. BT and Sal, the Fan. All right, we'll come back. We'll get back to the Giants calls and Rodgers and the quarterback situation. Also, next hour, we'll talk about the Mets as well. We can work them into the conversation, BT, as we are just over a week away from opening day for both the Mets and the Yanks. BT and Sal on the Fan.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
So, I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.